All right, well, we'll go ahead and get started. My name is Richard Azarig. I'm a principal engineer at Microsoft. I'm in a part of Microsoft called commercial software engineering. So what we do is we work with partners that are building commercial grade software that they're selling. And so we do that across a number of different technologies. And my area of focus is Graph. And so I've worked with partners big and small on all kinds of creative solutions, including IoT solutions that that connect to things like the Graph. So when we look at, really the first thing to look at is what are the challenges of working with the Graph on an IoT device. So I guess I'd pose you this question: what is the problem these devices have related to auth? Anyone have an idea? I have special swag for someone that's willing to answer. What's your? I wouldn't say it's CPU. I mean, it's pretty amazing what these like small devices have from a CPU standpoint these days. You got an idea? UI. I think that's probably close enough. So you win an actual speaker hoodie. There you go. So, I think the big thing is there's no browser or keyboard. That's getting a little bit more specific. OAuth with Azure Active Directory. So the Graph is secured by Azure Active Directory, and it's required for a delegated flow, which is what you're typically going to do on a IoT device. Is it's required to have a browser of some sort. You could go with what we call a client credential flow, which is like an app-only daemon-type service that runs in the background. The problem with that is you have to distribute that with a secret. You probably don't want to distribute that on a device, especially if it's like a consumer-type thing. Someone could get in, they could get your secret, and then they could start performing operations that might be something that you don't want them doing. So you really want to stick with usually a delegated type of flow. But these devices don't have a browser. A lot of times, they're not going to have any sort of keyboard. So you're really left with two approaches. One is the companion app. This is pretty common, as you'll see that some IoT devices might have some companion application. That could be a website that you go to. It could be a mobile device that you have. You sign in there, and that companion app manages things like the token cache, right? So anytime I'm calling into the Graph, I'm dealing with getting a token, and that companion device can manage that process of getting that token, storing it for its lifetime, refreshing it when it needs to, and actually sending it out to an actual IoT device that needs it in some sort of way through a sync process or a pairing process. So I think you see that pretty commonly. The other popular approach is if you don't want to have to like build a companion device is what's called a device code flow. In a device code flow, you're going to typically output some sort of random code on the screen. You're going to direct the user to go to a specific site and enter in that code. After they enter in that code, they'll be asked to sign in, possibly consent to some things that you're wanting to do with the API. And then the device essentially is waiting for a token to come back from that service. One of the great things is that Azure Active Directory provides a device code infrastructure. Right now, it's only available in ADAL, the Azure Active Directory Authentication Libraries. There's also a newer version of the authentication libraries called MSAL, Microsoft Authentication Libraries. Right now, it's not in MSAL yet, but you can use ADAL both with like a V1 or a V2 app. If you're not familiar with like what V1, V2, it's probably not that important for you right now, but essentially for a device code flow, you can use ADAL for either. One thing I will point out is that the device code flow as it's written today doesn't support consumer. So this is really more something for enterprise type of connectivity. If you wanted to connect to Outlook.com or some sort of consumer-based accounts, it's not that you couldn't build a device code flow. You could, but you'd have to build it on your own. Whereas in this case, I'm going to build one from complete scratch here in a few minutes, and I could probably do the whole thing in like 5 minutes. It's one of the easiest authentication flows that we have with Azure Active Directory. So much so that I see people almost over-pivoting and using that more when they shouldn't. So those are kind of your two options. You can do a companion app or a device code flow. The example on the screen here, it's not Azure Active Directory. This happens to be YouTube, but it's an example of a device code flow. You can see on the screen, it says go to this URL and enter in this code. And then that process would have them sign in and pass tokens behind the scenes. So hopefully you guys have seen maybe some of this out in the wild. It's pretty popular. What I'll show you when we get into actually doing some code is with Azure Active Directory, when we do a device code flow, we can give you everything from a friendly message to just the raw code so that you can treat it how you want. Going back like one screen here, there's devices here that have like zero display, like an Alexa device or a camera. And so in some cases, you might have to get creative with how you do that. So in Alexa, you might have to have it speak, hey, here is the code. Or you might have to send them to some URL that might display that. So with that, I'm going to jump over and we're going to do some coding from scratch. So I'm going to do this in Node, or actually more specifically TypeScript with Node. And I think here in just like about 5 to 8 minutes, I think we can have an IoT app written. So the first thing that I've done, really this is a bare bones project. There's really nothing in it. All I've done ahead of time is pulled in a few dependencies that are going to help me work with both authentication and the Microsoft Graph. So you can see I have ADAL Node, and then I have a few what we call Graph SDKs. Theoretically, I don't even need to use those. I could just use the pure REST, but this makes things a little bit more strongly typed. Especially if you're using TypeScript, the SDK is really nice to do there. So the first thing I need to do, and I've actually already registered an application just so we didn't have to go through that whole process. So that's my app ID. So what I'm going to do, first of all, is do some includes. So what I'm going to do here, I just have a quick snippet. Just standard, I'm importing those libraries that I've already pulled in through NPM. The next thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to set up an authentication context. And again, I have just a quick snippet for this. There's not much in this. I'm just saying I want a new authentication context. I'm passing into this what we call an authority, where I'm just saying this is the authority for Azure Active Directory, login.microsoftonline.com/common. And this is just saying, do I want to validate the authority? You can set that to true if you want for common, for which is a multi-tenant application. So if I wanted this to be single tenant for my organization, I could do like contoso.com. But in this case, common makes it to where any organization could use that application. So now that I have my authentication context, it's a two-step process to use the device code flow. I'm first going to acquire a user code. So I can say authcontext.acquire user code. And in here, it's going to want the resource. So this is, what am I trying to connect to? What secure resource is it? And in this case, it's Graph. So I'm going to say https://graph.microsoft.com. The next thing that it wants is my client ID. Well, I have that here at the top. Remember, I told you I did a little registration ahead of time. There's nothing fancy about the registration. So I'll go ahead and put that. The next thing it's going to want is my language. This is because it can actually output a message that says, hey, go to this URL. You'll see this here. But for our cases, the only language I can speak is English, so we're going to do ENUS. And then finally, there is a callback. In this case, the callback is going to return either an error, and because this is TypeScript, I can strongly type this, or what we hope is user info. So I'll just say user info, and this is going to be of type ADAL.user code info. Okay, so let's just really quickly, we'll test this as we go along the way. Let's just do a console log of user info.message. Let's just run this here really quickly. What I want you to pay attention to is the console down here. This is where we're hopefully going to get something. And you can see here it says sign in. To sign in, go to a web browser, go to microsoft.com/device login and enter in that code. So that's step one. We have our code. Now we need to listen for a user that's actually using that code to get a token. So we'll go ahead and implement that part of this. So in this case, we do the second part. Again, with auth context, we're going to say acquire token with device code. And so let's see what this takes. Again, it's going to take a resource. So we'll say, again, graph.microsoft.com. It wants our client ID. And then it wants our user code info. And then finally, there is going to be a callback here. So let's put our callback in. In this case, our callback is going to, again, have either an error, or in this case, it's going to be our token. So we'll do an adal.token response. Okay, let's see now kind of that process. Actually, we'll skip the process and go right into using the graph client. What I'm going to do is go ahead and initialize a graph SDK client. So we'll just do an IoT graph client. And you can see here I'm basically saying graph.client.init. And inside of that, I essentially am going to inject my token. So in this case, we can just say token.accessToken. And now I can use the graph client any way that I want. So I can say client.api. In this case, let's just maybe go out and get my profile information. And then I will, that's a get. So you perform the verb that you want to do with the SDK here. So we'll do a get. And then that's going to return, and in this case, either an error or we'll get actually a user back. So in this case, it's graph gtypes user. And let's just do a console log and see if we were successful of user. So I'll put a breakpoint here. We'll go ahead and run this one more time. And I think we should have a completed, really simple little IoT app. So there we go. It's again, it's hard to see. I'll zoom in on this. There's our device code. So I'm going to go ahead and copy that. I'm going to go to a browser. And I'm going to go to, you can also just go to akams/device login. Now, here's what's really neat. Watch, as soon as I type in this code, it automatically knows what app that code was generated for. So you can see it's the device flow sample. It's telling me up front what application is trying to get some information. Now, I've already consented this app once, but if I hadn't done that, what they would see is, hey, this IoT device wants this information from you. So you're not going to see that here. What it's going to do is just finish. So it's done. And you can see we've already hit our breakpoint. So we've gotten our token back. And if I look at our user, it's a little bit hard to see here. But you can see it has all my information from the graph. It has my job title, my phone number, all of that. Pretty simple, right? I mean, we did that in like 5 minutes. So as a quick follow-up here, I wanted to provide a few resources. One is the exact sample that I just built. You can go to akams/dc sample, so it stands for device code sample. Pull down the whole thing. If you want more information about the Microsoft Graph, certainly go to graph.microsoft.com. We have some booths over here that you can get lots of information. There's experts out there. Another thing that I added just for fun, this was kind of a pet project a lot of people at Microsoft. I don't know if you've seen like these smart mirrors where you walk up to the mirror, it might have some sort of like facial recognition to automatically sign you in. So we built one of those, and it's open source. So you can go, if you want to play around with a smart mirror, if you have an old monitor laying around, you can get a one-sided mirror. It's kind of a cool example of how you can not only leverage the things like the device code flow, but use some of the great cognitive services that Azure offers. So with that, thanks for coming to this theater session, and I'll hang around if you guys have some questions.